From Pakistan today come reports of tribal leaders beating their war drums for the first time in years. Thousands of tribesmen have reportedly gathered in South Waziristan near the border with Afghanistan. They're trying to raise a small army to kick out foreign al-Qaeda-linked militants who've been living in their midst. It's a sign that the controversial peace deals that Pakistan has signed with tribal leaders are finally working, or at least that the Pakistani government's version of events. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
South Waziristan ranks as possibly the wildest of Pakistan's rugged border agencies. Reports of clashes there between local tribes and foreign fighters began emerging a couple of weeks ago. The death toll now stands, according to Pakistan's government, at more than 200, mostly militants from Uzbekistan. Mahmoud Ali Durrani, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., says this represents a big success.
If Pakistan military had conducted an operation of a month-long duration, I don't think we could have ferreted out so many foreign terrorists, extremists, or whatever you want to call them.
It's not clear what exactly has prompted the attacks by tribesmen. There are suggestions the government, under intense pressure from the U.S. to crack down on terrorists, has been paying off tribal elders to enlist their cooperation, a possibility Ambassador Durrani doesn't deny.
I don't know. I'm not surprised. It's a possibility. I don't know.
Durrani acknowledges his government is working closely with local tribes to counter al-Qaeda, but he says the bottom line is simply that tribal leaders have grown tired of foreign fighters usurping their authority. Thousands of foreign militants fled to Pakistan's tribal lands after the Taliban fell in 2001.
So I think what has happened is that the tribes are realizing the virtue of peace and return of peace.
Durrani and his government's version of events in Waziristan is difficult to challenge. Foreign journalists and rights groups are forbidden to visit. Local residents have a hard time calling out because the phone lines are often down. Samina Ahmed, who monitors Pakistan for the International Crisis Group, says that makes it incredibly difficult to figure out what's driving the fighting in South Waziristan.
Do we know what's happening there? Nobody knows. Because the only version we get is from the government. So with no access to information, it becomes the government's version, becomes the version that we hear.
Ambassador Durrani concedes this is true, but insists it's not deliberate.
I feel bad that independent journalists can't run around as you're running around Washington, D.C., or you run around New York, but you know the security environment. I mean, it's not the best in the world. We really don't want another Daniel Pearl.
A reference to the Wall Street Journal reporter who was murdered in Karachi in 2002. So far, there's been little official reaction from Washington to the events unfolding in Waziristan. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice did testify before Congress that, quote, some of the tribals are now starting to fight back against the al-Qaeda elements. But Rice did not go so far as to suggest that the clashes mean Pakistan's peace deals are working. Critics say they've allowed the Taliban and its sympathizers to move around without restriction, and that cross-border Taliban attacks on U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan have increased since the latest pact was signed. William Milam, U.S. ambassador to Islamabad from 98 to 2001, says there's still reason to be skeptical of the peace deals, despite this recent fighting in Waziristan.
This is directed against the foreigners, al-Qaeda. The Taliban may still be going over the border, and they may still be creating major problems in Afghanistan, which has been our major concern for a long time now.
In South Waziristan, the fighting may still be in its early days. The Pakistani official, Mahmoud Ali Durrani, says of the foreign fighters, unless they vanish from there or they surrender, this will go on. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.